BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily. We're in for Groomy this week from 6:30 a.m. on today's show. Someone gets to go to Wimbledon as part of our Jan Slam contest and we reveal another massive prize. Who are the celebrities in Celebrity Big Brother? Has someone got my phone and all my numbers? And Tom Daly joins us to talk food, fame and his fans. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Wake it up. Wake it up.
Scott Mills.
Wake up.
It's Britney Spears.
Hello, Radio 1. Good morning, everyone.
Grab your towels. It's time to come together.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show
with Scott Mills.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. How are you today? This is Scott Mills, in for Nick Grimshaw. This is my friend Chris.
Good morning.
We are normally on your radio between 1 and 4 on Radio 1 on the weekdays, but today and for the rest of this week, we are waking you up on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I had a weird journey into Radio 1 this morning.
What happened?
I was in a car and the man was like, sorry if it smells in here, mate. I stepped in something earlier, so I've tried to spray, and it did. It just smelled of air freshener, and I was like, "No, I can't smell anything." But then, as the journey continued, it really did start to stink.
I mean, it's brutal honesty from him.
But as soon as I got in, he was like, "If it smells in here, it's just something I've stepped in." Then, like, there's a pub. There's a lot of pubs on the way to Radio 1. I looked through this pub window while I was in the car, and there's just one solitary couple making out in the bar at 6 a.m. It's a bit like on EastEnders when they close the bar and there's a love scene, like a lock-in.
Yeah, but assuming they close the bar at, say, 11, maybe 12, that means they've been going for, well, 6.5 hours.
Right, I wanted to go up and go, hello, you know there's a window here, right? It's 6 o'clock in the morning, what are you doing?
It's morning.
Just one couple in there. And then I get to outside Radio 1, pop into the local convenience store and find you creeping in the aisles.
I know, it was real surprise to see you pop in there.
A lot's happened. Right, this morning we're going to get one of you to Wimbledon as part of our Jan Slam. And we've got Tom Daly, all these before 7. Anyone else seen these British back to work bingos that are appearing everywhere, like the phrases that people say when they go back to work?
Oh, like, how was your New Year's?
Yeah. Should we have that catch up? I've forgotten how to type. Has anyone seen my chair? Is anyone else having problems with the internet not working? All of this is going to happen later if it didn't yesterday.
6 hours and I feel the same.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it looks like from your social media, we both stayed up last night, Chris, to watch the launch of Celebrity Big Brother.
I know, and we both seem to be getting a little bit ranty on Twitter. Your tweets were so good last night.
So great.
They were like so good.
I have got no problem with slightly slagging these people off because they know exactly what they're getting into and they're getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I do end up watching it in the end. Despite slagging it off, I do end up usually getting involved.
See, I don't. I just watch the first one and then I'm done. That's all I need to know. Thank God they had some videos on last night of the celebrities explaining what they do, because otherwise I would have been lost for the whole thing.
I know.
So we've got... Well, him and his wife just do reality shows now. We've got this guy.
My name's James Jordan, and I'm best known for being a professional dancer on Strictly Come Dancing.
About 5 years ago, but now you're best known for the one that just slags it off a lot on Twitter.
I'm best known for being a professional dancer on Strictly Come Dancing.
Until
I got the sack. And, of course, the Brad Pitt of the dance world.
Who said that that was you?
That's self-proclaimed, I think.
And I've got a wife called Ola, who's also doing a lot of... Like, they can't ever see each other. Because, like, once one ends, another one starts.
One in jungle, one in house.
Right, so it's like, right, I'm... Like, imagine what that's like. She's literally back for 2 days. He's like, well, I'm off to the house now. It must be... What a weird relationship. I mean, they must have all the monies, though. Fair play. Must have been a good Christmas around theirs. And then you've got... Is it Jasmine?
Mm.
Who's that? Well, doesn't matter, I've got it here.
Fine.
That's okay.
Hello, my name is Jasmine Waltz. You might know me for being a Hollywood actress, a model. The last time I was in the house, I was involved in this ridiculous love triangle with Casey Batchelor and Lee Ryan, and it just, like, ruined my entire existence in that house.
But now it's January, and I've got a self-assessment tax bill to pay at the end of the month, so I'm back.
Also, I love that they've got to say so many different things. It's almost like they're trying to jog your memory. Yeah. It's like, I did this, this, this.
I did that,
oh, yeah,
Casey
and
Batchelor.
I was the one that got with Lee Ryan.
Right. Oh, God, imagine that's your thing.
Also,
I was the one that once got with Lee Ryan.
Worryingly, that was the one thing that triggered in my mind. I was like, oh yeah, you're the one that got off with Lee Ryan. Brilliant.
Imagine being known for that.
I know.
Being known for getting off with Lee Ryan from Blue.
I know.
Anyway, she's back. And then we've got this lady who, I mean, I think I can speak for the nation. None of us had any idea.
Hi, I'm Stacey Francis. I'm a singer, songwriter, and you probably best know me as being a finalist on the X Factor USA.
No, I don't. We didn't really get it here. Anyway, after Stacey's introduced herself, they show a clip of her singing at the X Factor. And, right, does this sound like, to you, one of the best auditions of your life on X Factor? Like, you've seen it a lot of X Factor, right? Listen. No. No? What do you think?
Oh, it's
one of the best?
It's wailing.
Bit pitchy there, love. Go on, Simon.
Let me tell you something, Stacey. I've done this a long, long time. That was one of the best auditions I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, come on, love. He said that to all of us.
You're a liar.
Not one of the best. Anyway, some of them had to go into some kind of like production room and one of the housemates had to be edited out. So Stacey is no more. That's the last we'll see of her.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're making me laugh this morning. I don't know why. Yeah, a bit. But also, I don't know, you're just being a bit sassy. I quite like it. Are you okay, hon?
Yeah, it's like it's midweek sass, really, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah. All the opinions today. Right, yesterday, Zara Larsson beat me with her choice of song, which was Take Care by Drake and Rihanna. You know, every day on this show, there are three celebrities hoping to get their song on Radio 1. I try my hardest to stop them with my choice. If you want to take control of whether I or one of these three celebrities gets to choose the song, you can call us now on 03 700 100 100. Why don't you go answer the phones with some of your sassiness?
So does someone replace Zara Larsson now?
Right, yes.
She beat you yesterday.
Uh-huh. So Zara's off because she got chosen yesterday, so it's a brand new celebrity.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've decided that me and you should travel a bit more this year.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not seeing that on Twitter and Instagram at all, people saying that. Everybody. Yeah, we should just go to, like, loads of places that you've never been, I don't know.
And you're paying?
Well, no. But we can go to like loads of different places, like, you know, that you've maybe never been before, like Spain or the gym.
I've been to Spain.
Oh. You okay? You can have a cough. Go and have a cough. Go on. Sounding fresh.
Sorry.
Good morning to Adam, waking up in Telford and is off to the gym this morning. Right, all of my timeline is just people in the gym. And I did do that yesterday, but I didn't put it on the internet. However, would you like to see a video of it? Because I have got one if you want it on my phone.
Can do.
Just me in the gym. I'm not going to post it, I just for your own personal pleasure.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right. Good morning, Adam in Telford.
Morning.
You're right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good. Now, Adam, you're a chef. And Chris, let me tell you, you're going to love this. Adam is currently cooking up a next level English breakfast. What's on the menu, Adam?
We have a tomato baby.
A tomato baby?
Tomato gravy.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Tomato gravy?
Yeah.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
Right, okay, posh ketchup. Yeah, okay.
We do bacon sausage, scrambled egg, fried eggs.
Yes.
We do a potato hash, which is bacon, cheese, onion.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm impressed. What, is this like a cafe, or where do you work?
It's in a high, in one of the biggest cargo chains.
Okay, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know the one you mean. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Big sausages.
They are today, yeah.
Nice.
Let me ask, can I go back to the breakfast as many times as I want, or is it just a one-serving thing that's important to me?
Come back as many times as you want.
Oh. Yes! Right, Adam. You are going to pick the next song on Radio 1 this morning. In control, okay? You can either pick my song or you can take a celebrity gamble. Yesterday, they gambled, so it was Zara Larsson's choice. They picked Zara over me. So, joining Rob Beckett and Sean Paul, who are our two existing celebrities, it's my favourite and yours, Gabrielle Aplin. So the catch is, right, if you gamble, you're not going to know which of those celebrities you'll get or what they've picked until it comes on the radio. Before you decide, this is what I've got for you that I want you to pick today. It's Bouncy. It's a good one, right?
This is your choice.
Yes.
It is a good one.
Really?
Yeah, Yes, what's wrong with it?
Well, yesterday it was banging. Yesterday was Pendulum. Well, good.
This is banging in a different way. I could have chosen a Zonto. Fuse ODG with Antenna. That is what I'm laying out on the breakfast table for you today, Adam.
It's good, but Adam...
It's a good one.
It is good. Right,
but
so...
I'm not too sure, because I reckon Sean Paul put out one of his old ones.
Yeah, that's what they said yesterday.
Yeah, that, and that would be awesome.
But I reckon Rob Beckett's probably got a good one in his hand as well.
Do you? That's one. So... Well, are you going to gamble or are you going to stick with what you got, which is Fuse, ODG, Antenna? It's up to you.
It's a tough one today, Scott. But it's going to be... It's definitely going to be you today.
It's going to be me?
What? It is, yeah.
Yes, get in. Thank you.
It's OK.
Have a good day.
And you.
Told you. She didn't do me right, oh. Cause she just spent my money, oh. Right, who just texted in, is this Reggie and Bully? No, they did cover that one. I like that a lot. Fuse ODG.
I thought it was a Zonto, which they covered.
They probably did all of them, I think.
Right.
That was Antenna by Fuse ODG on BBC Radio 1, and that was my choice today.
I'm amazed you didn't go for the gamble on that one.
I know. And we'll never find out now what the song was. Mm. Maybe until tomorrow when someone else gambles. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's Wednesday morning in for Grimmy. He's back next week at 7:41. Sinead, talk to me.
Yes, so Celebrity Big Brother all kicked off last night. And most of the names that we chatted about yesterday and previously entered the house, except maybe one. Remember we spoke about Jodie Latham? You might know him from Shameless, the actor.
So also, can I just say where you might also know him from if you've been listening to Radio 1 for a while? He used to be the one that went, Radio 1.
Oh, OK, yeah. You might know him from there as well. Has that jogged a memory for anyone?
This... is Radio 1.
That's what he would say if he was going in.
That was him.
I'm probably best known for Shameless or...
Newsbeat.
Yeah.
So he was widely rumoured to be going on the show. And to be fair, the papers normally kind of get it all right about who's gonna be going in. Well, many started reporting yesterday that he'd pulled out hours before the live show. And sure enough, he didn't appear. Well, now his people have released a statement saying Jodie was never even signed up to do CBB. So I have no idea where this story has come from. He's focusing on his acting and has joined the creator of Shameless, Paul Abbott, again to star in Paul's new Channel 4 show, No Offence. So there we go.
But did you spot him at the hotel?
No, he wasn't one of the ones that was spotted.
Oh.
No.
Also, like, Callum Best and his mum went in, and Callum Best did massive face of fish when he saw his mum, like... appear. Surely were they not in the hotel together 48 hours before?
Yeah, how did they not know? And have they not spoken for ages about...
Well,
anyway.
Maybe they kept them apart.
Elsewhere, so Ray J, the one famous for starring in that video with Kim Kardashian, he is apparently going to be the highest paid housemate ever. Big Brother producers never kind of reveal how much anyone's getting because they don't want one to get annoyed if another one's getting more money and all that kind of stuff. But TMZ, you know, the American gossip website, they claim he's getting £810,000 to be in the house. That's $1 million.
$1 million?
Yes.
Okay, everyone, name one of Ray J's hits. Go.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I just want one.
But he's getting 810,000 potentially.
Yeah.
And he's known for starring in that video.
Yes. Yes. So
we all need to do one.
I mean,
also, this girl's my favorite.
Hi, I'm Stacey Francis. I'm a singer, songwriter, and you probably best know me as being a finalist on the X Factor USA.
No, I don't.
No, we don't.
Anyone else then?
Okay, so it looks like we can expect some more housemates on Friday. If you didn't step to watch Big Brother's bit on the side, this is what Rylan had to say to Emma.
We normally do our winners' predictions, don't we?
We do.
Should we wait until Friday?
So that was a little wink he gave to the camera. So that would suggest that more people are going in on Friday, because there were a couple of names there that had been talked about that haven't gone in. So Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea, Jedward, and then also Malika. Now, she's another lady that's close to the Kardashians. She's Khloe Kardashian's best friend. So it seems like they're just getting as many people as possible who know Kim Kardashian house.
They had that guy on before that was Kim Kardashian's friend, Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan, yeah, yeah.
Also, did anyone see Bit on the Side, which I love, by the way? Ryland is great at that show. Like, there were more famous people on the extra show than there were in the actual house. Like, Honey G was on, and at the moment, that seems like a good booking to me.
Yeah.
Katie Price.
Well, no, exactly, yeah. Speaking of Kim Kardashian, she's back on social media, all of them, in fact. On Twitter, she posted a picture of her with Kanye and her two kids, with the word family.
Family.
She's also posted that on Instagram. And then this video she's put up on Twitter as well. It's about 2.5 minutes, and it's kind of like a montage of little home videos of her kids and Kanye. And
did anyone else watch her videos just to get some home styling ideas?
Yeah. Do you?
Just me then. Yeah, of course.
So that's the first time she's appeared on social media since the robbery, of course. And she is actually due to make her first public appearance next Friday at an event in Dubai. That's for a makeup masterclass, if you're interested.
For us to look forward to.
Oh, I'll be there. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I think you need to be a bit worried today.
Oh, that's always reassuring. Why?
So I was reading about this lady who's found a phone, or her phone has suddenly synced to something, which means she's now got loads and loads of celebrities' names and numbers in her phone. They've just appeared. She's found one, and now she's found loads of them in her phone.
Let me see this.
And they're including Radio 1 DJs and Olympic athletes mainly. And then there's a few exceptions. Weirdly, Adele's in there.
Oh, right. I've just seen this. Right, so she bought this new phone and for months didn't notice that anything was wrong. Then one day she types in M for mum, and then loads of celebs beginning with M like turn up in her phone book. How does that happen?
Greg James is listed in her phone as Greg the Legend James. So it must be...
No, Greg is a legend, but would I have him in my phone as Greg the Legend?
So what I'm wondering is this your phone that's gone missing?
One of the many.
But then I'm thinking, have you got Adele's number?
No. Right, okay. It might not be that Adele, though, because I know other Adeles. There's an Adele that works here.
Oh, right.
And
right,
she is in my phone as Adele.
Also in there, Gok Wan.
Tick.
Denise Welsh. Yes, you do have her number, because I remember you met her on a night out once.
Uh-huh. Anyone else?
Brandon from a sandwich restaurant that rhymes with Huawei.
Who?
Brandon from Huawei.
Who's Brandon from Subway?
And Sophie Babysitter. Does that ring any bells with you?
No. Let me see who else. Emma Bunton. Possibly.
But imagine
Grimmie. Grimmie's in there, obviously.
But imagine this is your phone that's gone missing.
Well, it could be.
But I'm thinking...
Oh, God. Oh, hang on. Also, Kieran Window Cleaner, Susie Next Door, Kev the Ledge, Mark Pest Control, and Christine in the Club. These could all be mine.
Yeah, Kieran Window Cleaner.
Yeah.
Does that ring any bells?
No. Brandon from Subway, though, I'm really intrigued by that. BBC. 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 Send my phone back.
If this lady has got your phone, do you think she's got your pictures as well? That's a thought.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Right, well, surely we must be able to get hold of this lady and persuade her. I've had to bribe people to give my phone back before.
Really?
I'll give you a fiver, is that all right? We bring it back. Some people are upstanding members of the community and just hand it back. Some people do want money, don't they?
Yeah.
And that has happened to me before. But I've lost a lot of phones. And all the signs point that it could be mine. Gok Wan, Greg Rutherford, David Walliams. Have I got him? Also, Christine in the Club and Brendan from Subway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Okay, let's do this. Lines are closed for our Wimbledon tennis competition. We're going to call somebody back in a bit. If you've texted, we might call you back. But as I've said to you, if your phone rings, you're going to need to answer with a word that I'm going to give you now. So if you have texted for this amazing, amazing prize for you and two mates at Wimbledon, this is the word that you've got to say.
I love this, by the way.
You have to say it when you answer the phone. And the word is... fault.
This is good.
That's a tennis term, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it could have been any tennis term, really, couldn't it? New balls, please.
But
maybe
it's not.
A grunt.
The word is fault. F-A-U-L-T. Fault. So if your phone rings, you will need to answer with that word. This is so good because imagine, like, there you are on a packed train on the way to your workplace. Mm. It's going to be a withheld number, probably.
It feels awkward, doesn't it?
Answer the phone and shout, fault!
And yeah, big respect if you shout it as well.
On the bus to college, fault! If that is the first thing, and it needs to be the first thing you say when you answer, you will get tickets for you and two mates for the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, including an exclusive tour of the All England Tennis Club. That is an incredible prize. So hard to get tickets to Wimbledon. So if you've texted already, that is your word that you need to answer the phone with, and it has to be the first thing you say, the word fault. We're going to call somebody back in a bit.
BBC Radio 1.
8:15. Good morning, Taylor on Twitter, who says, Scott, you are stressing me out this morning. I so want to go to Wimbledon. I believe I have texted you with the right answer. We're going to call somebody back in a bit. I just love the idea of people answering the phone with the word that I gave you at 8 o'clock this morning, wherever they are, like,
yeah,
it, you know, in a business meeting. Sorry, guys, just got to get this. And then saying the word.
Oh, it's awkward and tense in equal measures, isn't it?
If your phone goes, you should probably answer with that word.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, only if you've entered the competition to win the tickets for Wimbledon. So it's you and two mates at Wimbledon. We're going to call someone back in a bit. Then, after 8:30, Tom Daly's going to be with us. Be nice to see him again. I was going through some of his YouTube videos yesterday, and one thing becomes really clear that he really, really likes a lot. Have you seen this one? It's his lemons.
The first thing I do every single morning is have a glass of lemon water.
But not only that.
The one top tip that I would give everyone is keep the lemons and a glass in your bathroom. And so every time you wake up, the first thing you do is squeeze the lemon juice into your glasses and you've got some lemon water.
Right, so this is what we're doing wrong, okay? Keep lemons in your bathroom just in case. And then you'll know, you'll see it. It'll be like, oh yeah, I brushed my teeth. Now lemons.
But why are you brushing your teeth with lemons? Or is lemons the answer to looking like Tom Daly?
Everything.
When you have that lemon water in the morning, just think. It's preventing those wrinkles.
Okay, well, I want to swim in a pool of lemon juice immediately, please.
Surely it induces wrinkles just because it screws your face up constantly.
No. Tom knows.
It has pectin fibre in the lemons.
It's got pectin fibre in the lemons. And
even the scent of the lemons themselves.
We get it. You love lemons, Tom.
so lemons is the answer.
Eat lemons, guys.
Really?
However, I believe everything he says in terms of fitness.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Okay, this is a brilliant prize. We're giving you a brilliant prize every day in January. January Blues, be off with you. So this was the question for tickets to Wimbledon for you and two mates. How many times has Andy Murray won the men's singles Wimbledon Tennis Championship? A, 1, B, 2, or C, 3? If you texted tennis B, followed by your name and age, we're going to call somebody back right now. Good morning to Sophie, who just answered her phone with the word. It wasn't us.
I think there's a few PPI companies that are getting told the word.
Mike's been on going, OK, so now I've pulled over and I'm waiting for that all-important call. Please hurry. It's quite funny because, I mean, if you don't pick up and you don't answer this call, miss out a trip to Wimbledon.
I know, and gutted to anyone that happens to. It's an amazing prize.
You've got to say the word that we gave you as the first thing you say, OK? So if your phone rings and you answer with the word I gave you at 8 o'clock, you will be going to Wimbledon Tennis with two of your mates this summer. This is the first of so many good prizes we've got for you in January. We'll get you there. You'll get an exclusive tour of the All England Tennis Club. But if you don't say the word as the first thing on the phone when you answer, I'm afraid I've got to give it to someone else. You're not going. In front of me, I've got a list of randomly selected phone numbers. If you know someone who entered, please, please make sure they're by the phone right now. Okay, let's do this. I'm calling the first person right now. I forgot how stressful this was. I'm tense for you. Okay.
said they'd
oh,
fight.
Oh, why would you do that? Gutted for you. That person has just lost out on Wimbledon with two mates this summer. Oh. Thing is, right, generally, would you answer your phone at this time in the morning if it was a withheld number?
If it was for this?
Well, of course, but you, yeah.
Don't take the risk. You
do
need
not
to
take
answer.
The risk. Just say the word. It'll be worth it. Okay, here we go again. Definitely worth answering your phone with that word I gave you at 8 o'clock. Come on. Don't go straight to voicemail, please. Oh, yes. Come on.
Fault.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello. Congratulations.
Yeah. I can't believe it. Fantastic.
You've won tickets for you and two mates to Wimbledon with two of your mates this summer. We're going to get you there. You get an exclusive tour of the All England Tennis Club. Have you ever been before?
I have been once in my entire life.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Jacqueline.
You said it in such a clear way as well.
I know. It was my son's phone. I was standing over him, so.
Well done. We'll see you in Wimbledon.
Thank you.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam. Jam Slam. Jam, you're going down.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What about that first person that we rang? They'll be gutted. There's someone now with a missed call on their phone who missed out the chance to go to Wimbledon with two mates.
Yeah, and they obviously answered correctly in the first place. They did everything right. They just didn't answer their phone at the right time.
That's why you've got to listen at 8 o'clock every morning and I give you a word. And then when you pick up the phone, whoever's ringing you, you say that word is the first thing you say when you answer that phone.
She did well, though. She sounded like an actual linesman when saying it as well.
Fault.
Fault.
Benji's been on saying, I think I might have lost a client. A withheld number rang at the same time and I shouted, fault, down the line, Wimbledon style. Oh, well. It'd be worth it if you won it, but that lady did instead. So well done. Our first prize given away on Jan Slam. Would you like another one? We've got a prize every day to brighten up your January. The next prize is this. Check this. The ultimate NFL weekend with two premium tickets to any of the games being played in London in 2017, as well as a tour of the home team locker room. Yes. And a, and a pre-game sideline experience where you'll get to see the players warm up.
So this is awesome.
You'll be really close.
My mates would love this.
But there's nothing quite like it. Like, proper party atmosphere. And it's something to look forward to in the summer, right? So, the question, do you want that?
Let's do it.
Which team won the Super Bowl in 2016? Was it A, Denver Broncos, B, New England Patriots, or C, Seattle Seahawks? If you think it's the Denver Broncos, text NFLA followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's the New England Patriots, text NFLB followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's the Seattle Seahawks, text NFLC followed by your name and age to 81199. Your question again, which team won the Super Bowl in 2016? A, Denver Broncos, B, New England Patriots, or C, Seattle Seahawks. Text charge at your standard message rate. Only one text will be counted per phone each day. If you enter more than once, the others won't be counted, but you will be charged. Got to be 16 or over to enter. Terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Once you've entered this for a chance to be at the NFL, you have to listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I will give you a word that you then need to answer your phone with if we call you live on the radio, and it must be the first thing you say. If you would love to go to see the NFL, make sure you listen for the word tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. and text now with A, B or C, whichever you think it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Tom Daly.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just recovering from our little Jan Slam competition, which we did. We just gave away a prize to Wimbledon, which is awesome.
Oh, wow.
For two people. Two people plus, mate. And yeah. Also, we've got... we just launched NFL competition. Now, you've been to NFL before, haven't you?
Yes. I tend to go every year, actually, because obviously my fiancé is American, so loves American football.
Right, OK.
The atmosphere is mad, isn't
it? Yeah, the atmosphere is pretty cool. He's a Cowboys fan. So
right,
okay. I think we saw the Cowboys at Wembley year before last.
I can tell you what it was the Dallas Cowboys versus the Jacksonville
Jaguars
in 2014.
Yeah, good knowledge.
Yeah, thank you. So how was your new year, please?
Yeah, new year was good, actually. Yeah. It's so weird that it's now 2017.
I know.
Like, I feel like we'll blink and it'll be 2030 before we know it.
I know. Like, what did you do then? I'm obsessed with what famouses do on New Year's Eve.
I stayed at home with friends and had my family up. Lance's family were over for Christmas and New Year, so we just, like, had a little gathering. And yeah. It was actually really nice to be able to see the fireworks go off of the London Eye and stuff like that, so it was good.
But have you got a view of fireworks from your house?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We were so lucky, and everyone's up there with sparklers and, like, banging wooden spoons on pans.
What? Sounds like a great night.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a tradition for you?
Yeah, for some reason. When we were kids, my parents used to make us go out on the driveway and literally bang the, like, wooden spoons on pans to make as much noise as possible at midnight.
Okay.
Don't know why.
Is that like your own bongs that you're doing now instead of Big Ben?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We do, like, the pan bongs.
Yeah.
Like, come on, fiance, get the pans out. It's New Year's Eve.
He was like, what?
It's a tradition. Don't worry about it. Could you, or have you, like, would you go out to a bar for New Year, or would you just, like, get hassled all the time?
I haven't actually gone out on a New Year's Eve before, because everyone's always said to me that it's so busy, and yeah. It becomes such a mission to get home and all that kind of stuff. So, actually, last year, I took my mum to the Shard, actually, for New Year, which was pretty cool.
Lovely,
but it was weird, because when you see the fireworks, you're above them, so it's really... I don't know, it's surreal.
I went up there once for New Year and but it was obviously in my room on telly at the same time, so I found myself watching them on TV. It's like, actually, no, they're outside, just watch them.
That's so you. You'll go to a hotel and just watch TV.
I did, yeah.
Even if it's outside your window there.
It looks good on TV, doesn't it?
They do a good show on TV, don't they?
So you had a bit of a crazy year last year, releasing a book... obviously the Olympics, and like so much happened. And I know at the moment you're doing a lot of the book signings.
Yes.
All over the place. Do weird things happen at those? Like, do some people just come right up to you and just stare?
I mean, some people are really talkative and want to, like, have a conversation, and it's really nice. Like, I had a woman who was quite an elderly old woman. I think she was approaching 80, and she was saying that she still dives, and she was looking for a diving club that she could go and dive at, and all that kind of stuff. And then you get people that are just completely silent and won't say anything. And then actually at the first book signing at Blue Water, I got given a little monkey, like a handmade monkey with like a stitched Union Jack onto it and things like that. So it's actually really sweet to come and see the people that like want to buy your book.
But will you keep that monkey? Be honest.
The monkey is next to my lucky monkey as we speak.
Well, where's the lucky monkey?
Lucky monkey's in my room.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a lucky monkey ever since I was like 9 years old.
Are there many soft toys in the room?
Yeah, you got loads of teddies in the bed.
No, there's just a couple. It's not like a child's bedroom. Well, not kind of is.
That's lots next of Union to the monkey Jack. And the hippo. And
exactly.
Do you name your monkey?
No, I don't have a name for it other than Lucky Monkey.
Lucky Monkey there.
Yeah.
Also at the book signings, do people go in for a hug for a bit too long?
Some people do. It's funny because normally if you just want a hug, people will just hug you. Whereas like they always ask, like, is it okay if I give you a hug? Which is really sweet. But it's like people queue for like hours, and it's really, I don't know, it's really weird to think that people want to come and have their book signed and queue for hours to say hello and things like that.
Yeah, but so you've got to draw the line somewhere. Has anyone ever tried to say snip a bit of your hair off or clone you or something?
Not yet, but there's always you've Plymouth. Said it, I probably will. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to Plymouth this week, so
watch
so
out.
Knows?
That'll be tomorrow.
Who knows? Yeah.
Also, if you are going to Tom's signing tomorrow in Plymouth, don't do that. Thank you. Now, Tom, I need to ask you, have you had your glass of lemon water this morning?
The first thing I do every single morning is have a glass of lemon water.
Have you had it?
Yeah, of course I have. Every morning, like I said.
We did mention that you said one of the tips was to keep them in your bathroom. Is that not a little bit ew? Well, all sorts happens in the bathroom. You're keeping lemons in there.
Well, if you don't like need to put it anywhere, it's disgusting. You kind of just put it in a little
going
basket
in the
corner.
Oh, no. No, sorry, I misunderstood.
Are you keeping them in there for when...
When you need them.
Right. So then you remember to have the lemon first.
Exactly, because else if you leave them in your fridge, who's really going to go into the fridge before you've already eaten something? So
what are the benefits of lemons again? Do tell me.
So it gives you energy boost, it's good for your skin, it's great for the immune system because all the vitamin C. So it just gives you a good boost of the day, starts your metabolism off.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, a couple of things. I see that your mates, Chris Mears and Jack Law, fuming today that their coach has quit. What's that about?
Well, basically, their coach has moved to Australia to be one of the head coaches over there.
Not ideal, is it?
No, it's not ideal, but it's one of the things that sometimes when coaches achieve great things, he coached them to an Olympic gold medal, so sometimes they want to be able to broaden their horizons and go and do something else. And he's got a family, so he's taking his family out there as well. So.
Okay. What will they do?
I don't know. I think they've got other coaches up there. They've got Edwin up there, who's a great coach, and they've got Adam Smallwood up there. So they've got a great team up in Leeds, and there's so many strong divers. And the whole of British diving really is in such a great place at the moment.
Yeah. Mm. Would you ever become a coach?
I don't know if I mean, I'd love to become a coach, but I think I would be too harsh and people would hate me as a coach because I'm a perfectionist and I would make people do things over and over again until you started getting to a point where you were making changes. And I think if someone had an attitude to want to be able to be the best, then I think, it could be fun.
So are some coaches softer or tougher than others?
Yeah, every coach is completely different. Some like to plan, some like to play it by ear, some people like to be really strict, some people are a little bit more what do you feel like you want to do today? Mm. So there's lots of different techniques and different ways that you can coach, but it's, I don't know, it really does depend on what the diver wants, really, and the coach-diver relationship has to work for both of them.
Loads of people have been in touch with questions for you, Tom.
Yes.
Martin on text wants to know, have you ever eaten a pizza?
I mean, yeah, I've eaten pizza before. I actually got a story about that. On my 21st birthday, I gave up alcohol 2 years before the Olympics, so... on my 21st birthday, I thought, what better way to have my birthday than order pizza and watch a scary film?
Right.
I had 3 slices of pizza, and because I hadn't eaten pizza for about 18 months,
insides fell out.
I was literally watching this movie, and I was like, I cannot move. It was a really weird experience.
That's literally could not move.
Yeah, well, not literally could not move, but I felt my stomach was hurting. I just felt horrible.
It's a good question, right? You know, when you obviously get loads of new followers every day.
Mm.
Do you ever find yourself occasionally clicking on one of their profiles and just going through their tweets?
I mean, sometimes it's really interesting, actually, some of the things that you get sent tweets about, and some of them are very, very graphic about certain things.
No.
And it's quite entertaining sometimes to read through them.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a very wide fan base, haven't you?
it's interesting, put it that way.
Do you think that's partly because you do take your clothes off a lot?
I think it's probably, I mean, divers are kind of half naked all the time running around the pool, so.
Here's the question, right? Because all the magazines is here's Tom Daly, right? Do you actually enjoy getting your kit off? Because I think I would if I was you.
It's one of those things that I've been having my kit off since I was 7 years old, diving in the pool, and I just don't think about it anymore.
Right.
And I think lots of people are very, I don't know, worried about bodies and all that kind of stuff. Where it's skin.
Just there.
It's especially when you're training for 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, and you see so much flesh all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of, but yeah, it's not many people that can say they wear more to bed than they do to work.
True.
So
that's good.
That's great. Also, I see that Lance has got a new drama out, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that in America?
Yeah. So it's a miniseries called When We Rise, which is about the Black Civil Rights Movement, the women's movement, and the anti-war movement, going from 1970 till present day, until marriage equality passed in America. And it follows 3 real life stories. It's a massively powerful, moving film, and I can't wait for people to watch it.
And so you've obviously seen it?
Oh yeah, I've seen it, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
I think it's come at exactly the right time with everything that's going on in politics right now, with having as many people to try and be included, and hearts and minds changed. I think it's come at the right time.
Would you ever be in one of his movies, or have you been asked?
Has this been discussed?
No, I've always said to him, if he ever shoots something, the next thing he shoots, I want to do like a cameo. Like, I don't know, I could be a pizza boy.
Yeah.
like a random pizza boy that delivers a pizza. I don't know. Yeah. I just like run past or something like that, just to be like, oh, that I was in that.
It's really sweet as well, because he said that you helped to inspire his work, which is really nice.
I mean, like, he inspires me every day as well, because every time when I met Lance, I was in a real dark place with my diving, and I wanted to like get out there and I wanted to get back into diving because he was so successful at what he did. So it was, you know, it was really nice to be able to have that and have someone that understood what it takes to work so hard. And yeah, you know, and also he's put up with me cooking and testing my recipes on him all the time.
Oh really, has that happened?
Yeah, and because he's got some recipes in the book himself. Yeah. So it's one of we tested them so many different times in different ways with my friends, and some of them didn't turn out so great.
What, but yours or his?
Well, of course mine turned out perfect every time. but you know, it was one of those that you had to like test out so many different recipes, and some of them weren't great and some of them were good. But I guess it's quite nice having to test food.
So this is your book, Tom's Daily Plan. And
yes.
So Lance has recipes in there too.
Yeah, so there's lots of different recipes from when I was a kid with my grandma and granddad, and learning how to cook with pasta bakes, my mum's sausage casserole, and some of my like favourite things to eat.
I can't imagine you chowing down on a pasta bake.
Yeah, well, it's like depends. Like, it depends on different days, different training phases, right, depending on what you can eat. And the whole point behind the book was the fact that there was recipes in there for breakfast, lunch, dinner, sweet treats, like protein snacks, and then there's like workouts in there that only last 20 minutes, so you don't need a gym membership or anything.
I bet you're one of those that cooks in just their boxers though, or Speedos in your case.
I'm not. Lots of people have that, you know, think that I don't wear anything very often, but it's,
you
kind of true.
You definitely have cooked in just your Speedos at some point though, right?
No, I don't think I have.
Like he said, he wears more clothes at home than he does at work.
Maybe I will try that for, you know, just for cooking. Although that would hurt, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like if it like anything kind of
rogue oil.
Yeah.
Wow. Right, Tom, if you could stick around for a bit.
Yeah.
I've got an idea for a game based on the return of an incredible daytime television show. Wait right there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Radio on Breakfast show where we are giving away huge, huge prizes every day in January, and we've got some massive games. Guests for you as well, like this one, Tom Daly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right, so we've had athletes on before, like Chris Mears, and they say that obviously you train a lot, but there's only so many hours a day you can train. Like, what would be the maximum?
It really does depend whether we're at a training camp or if we're at home, but it tends to be between 5 to 6 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Just 5 hours, Chris.
Yeah, no.
Simple.
Look, I did my gym induction and I haven't been back since. I need to up
that.
Oh, you need to get the book.
Yeah.
Don't even need a gym membership.
You don't need a gym membership. No equipment either. You could do it all at home.
Right, so obviously there's a lot of sitting around as well, probably, like waiting for stuff, like, you know, because you can only train for so many hours a day. Have you seen the new episodes of Jeremy Kyle? Started yesterday.
No, I haven't. Right. I'm not at home in between training sessions. I stay at the pool.
Oh. What, just watching?
Well, no, because I do like 3 hours in the morning, then I have a 3-hour lunch break, and then I do 3 hours again.
Oh.
So it's like...
Okay. Well, you could fit some Kyle in between.
Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I should turn the TV on and have a little look.
Well, when you'll hear yesterday's subject on the Jeremy Kyle show, you'll want to watch it more. This is real life, what happened in Jeremy Kyle yesterday.
I didn't offer you sex, but did you kill my fish?
Now, why would you not want to watch that?
Wait, what?
I didn't offer you sex... But did you kill my fish?
That was yesterday's subject.
And that was that was the subject?
Yeah, the whole episode.
Wow.
So because it's Wednesday, I thought we'd do a quick Jeremy Kyle game with you, Tom Daly.
Okay.
I'm going to play you a title of a former Jeremy Kyle episode. I want you to tell me, was it a real episode or did we just make it up a few minutes ago?
Okay.
Okay.
I know you're cheating. Stop blaming the dog.
What?
What? Why are there animals involved in all of this?
I thought that was only with farting that you blame the dog. I don't. Yeah.
I know
yeah.
you're cheating. Stop blaming the dog.
Maybe it's like, oh, I'm just taking the dog for a walk, but they're having an affair.
Oh, that's good. Maybe I
feel like it could be real. Mm. That's the thing. Yeah. That you never know with Jeremy Kyle, because the most outrageous ones normally are true.
So what are we thinking? You can work together on this. Is that a real Jeremy Kyle episode or not?
Yeah, I worry this might be real.
I mean, I think it could be real. It's similar to the fish one.
Mm. It's a real one.
It's real.
That's real. And I think that's what did happen. They were going out for really long walks with the dog.
Oh, really long walks with the dog.
Stop blaming the dog.
Is this real or not?
Speedos ruined my relationship.
I mean, it sounds quite bespoke, this one, with Tom Daly being here.
Yeah, I don't know if they talk about budgie smugglers that openly on Jeremy Kyle.
You have to be aware, though, that they do hundreds of episodes every year, so they will run out of subjects. It could be one.
Mm. Yeah, I guess they could do something. But I don't think that one's real.
No?
I don't think so.
Yes. Yeah, I reckon we'll go no real on this one.
It's not real.
Oh, we knew it.
What about this one?
Why do you always fart in bed? I can't take it anymore.
I mean, it is a problem. Is that a problem you suffer with, Tom? Or...
No, not so much. But I can imagine it would be quite annoying to just have to deal with that.
Generally, though, aren't they about relationships?
Yes.
I mean, well, maybe the relationship was reaching breaking point because of the farting.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine Graham being involved.
At first, when you go out with someone, it's all fine. You're happy to accept those kind of flaws. But then as you get into a relationship, those kind of things farting. Will
and
annoy you.
And if it's non-stop all night... If it's non-stop Dutch ovens all night, it's not fun, is it?
Is Lance a farter?
No, he's not. Imagine if I was just like, yeah, he is.
Out of both of you, who's the farter?
Oh my goodness. I don't think... Neither of us are like particular farters, if I'm honest.
I don't think you fart.
No, we don't. No one does.
Either of you.
Smells of lemons.
What about this?
Did you cheat with another woman on Coronation Street?
On Coronation Street.
How would that happen?
Yeah, like, I don't know if that's a very Jeremy Kyle audience.
They do those specials occasionally on Jeremy Kyle, because I seem to remember David Platt was on there character. Yeah, so I'm wondering if this might be a sort of Coronation Street themed Jeremy Kyle.
What are you saying, yes or no?
So I reckon this one will be real.
Real? Mm. Okay, we'll say real.
It's real.
Whoa.
And finally, on the Jeremy Kyle game, just a random one, because Wednesday.
Who pooed in the fridge? Lie detector results.
Oh, lie detector results.
So this is a lie detector to see who actually did one in the fridge.
So someone in the family just decided to refrigerate their poop.
Well, it's Jeremy Kyle, Tom.
Yeah, that's true. Like, who knows what's going to happen?
Real or not?
I love the idea it was a lie detector special. Let's go real, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a lie detection, then it's got to be real. Surely.
It's real.
Yeah,
that was an actual episode on Jeremy Kyle.
That's
nuts. Tom, listen, good luck with your various signings.
As I said
in Plymouth tomorrow, do not snip a bit of his hair off. Just give him a long hug.
Exactly. Just give me a hug.
Not too long.
Just not too long. And good luck with the book, and we'll see you very soon. Come back to play Inuna Bingo soon.
Yes, I will.
Good to see you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I thought we got the best out of Tom Daly this morning. All the big questions on the Radio and Breakfast show. What's your lucky monkey called? Do you really have lemons in your bathroom? And is your fiancé a farter?
Oh, yeah, it all got a bit farty, didn't it?
I think we've... some of the older listeners that are still clinging on to Radio 1, they've probably switched off by now. The conversation is bland and uninspiring. I'm too old to listen. Goodbye. I thought we asked the best questions there. Nice to see Tom again as well. And go and see him on his book signings. But do not do anything untoward. Don't hug for too long.
Don't try to take his hair.
Don't try and take his hair.
Don't shave him.
And yeah, I mean, and do talk. Because some people just turn up at the desk and they've queued for hours. Like, finally get there. Okay, you, come forward. Yeah, here's Tom. And they say nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Claire's just tweeted, R1 Breakfast. Did Tom Daly really have to just use the term Dutch oven?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that happened.
Uh-huh. Also, we've got a few people on debating about the goodness of lemons, which Tom swears by. Alan in Bath says, I'm a dentist. I was listening to Tom in your chat about drinking lemon water. Could you please let him know, and your listeners, that while it may have some health benefits, it will eventually completely wreck your teeth over time? Okay, oh God, we should tell Tom. Imagine that. One day he'll have banging body, but teeth of Stonehenge. We'll let him know. Thanks, Alan, for your concern.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Sarah, who says, loving the tunes this morning. Love the Tom Daly chat as well. I know, he says some really good stuff, actually. Also, Emsy saying, loving the breakfast show this morning. Best wake up, amazing tunes. Want to win the NFL prize. I know. I got more on that, actually.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
So we've already given away tickets to Wimbledon. That was the first prize in our Jan Slam. We're making January great again. That's not the actual official slogan.
It's going to be so great.
Like, it's going to be so great.
It's going to be so great.
I'm doing the hand movements as well, like the Trump hands.
Yeah, Trump hands.
But it is going to be great. Honest. We got more amazing prizes every day in January. The next prize is the ultimate NFL weekend with two premium tickets to any of the games being played in London this year, as well as a tour of the home team locker room and also a pre-game sideline experience where you'll get to see the actual players warm up. You'll be very close.
Get this right, Stefan from Newsbeat, so excited. Stefan, you're a former American football coach, right?
I mean, who isn't?
Yeah,
a little bit of American football. I even know the answer, and I wanted to text in just so I can get the ticket. I'm not allowed to.
No, no, don't. Please don't say
it. I really want to say it, but I really can't.
Like, when did this happen?
Not only was I a coach, but we were the national champions as well as a coach. We beat the NTU, what were they called? Nottingham Trent Hurricanes or something in the final in 2012.
Right.
Cardiff Cobras, best team in university American football across the land.
Was it?
It was.
So you were the coach of Cardiff Cobras?
There's different types of coaches. I was what you call a defensive coordinator.
Say that again in Welsh.
It's more jazzy than it sounds.
Say defensive coordinator again.
I was a defensive coordinator.
It's my favourite.
Yeah.
So you must be gutted you can't enter this.
I'm really out. Can I give you the answer then?
No, stop talking.
Not allowed.
Why is it so good? If people, like, because I don't particularly know anything about it, but people will go mad for this prize.
It's not like watching any sport in this country ever. It's like there's fireworks, there's cheerleaders, there's hot dogs and beer, and it goes on all day.
Yes.
And the sport is really brutal as well. Big hits, lots of passing, the ball flies in the air, amazing catches, big tackles, lots of celebrations. Frankly, I'm excited just thinking about it.
Yeah, look how bouncy he is right now.
I can see how excited he is, Scott. Yes.
So, this is the question. Stefan, I'm going to turn your microphone off now because you'll probably just blurt out the answer. Which team won the Super Bowl in 2016? Is it A, Denver Broncos, B, New England Patriots, or C, Seattle Seahawks? If you think it's the Denver Broncos, text NFLA followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's the New England Patriots, text NFLB followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's the Seattle Seahawks, text NFLC followed by your name and age to 81199. The question once more, which team won the Super Bowl in 2016? A, Denver Broncos, B, New England Patriots, or C, Seattle Seahawks? Text charge at your standard message rate. You must be 16 or over. Terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Once you've entered this and you want to win the NFL prize so bad, you have to listen to this show, to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We will give you a word that you will then need to answer your phone with if we call you live on the radio. So you've got to be listening. This is like a must. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Otherwise, you won't get the word and you won't be able to answer the phone with it. Good luck. Thanks, coach.
Thank you.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam. Jam Slam. Jam, you're going down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
God, I love overheard lift conversations. I've just had a great one. I need to share. So I just popped outside to breathe in some of London's really pure air. Get it in your lungs. And then got in the lift. I don't know who these two girls were, but one of them goes to the other. Yeah, I just can't watch him in it now because I know that I'll want to text him or something. And the other girl goes, I know, I had a thing with an actor once too, and I just can't watch anything he's in now.
Oh,
and then they got
awesome.
Out.
Oh, so who's the actor?
I don't know. Love overheard lift conversations. Sinead, what's happening?
Well, we're starting with the 30 under 30 list. So this list compiled by Forbes, which is a very well-respected US publication.
No way, you're not on it, Chris.
30 under 30.
Yeah, you're not.
I could be, but every year I've been shunned up to now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought that's why we were doing this story. Sorry.
Maybe next year.
Well, am I on it?
No, you're not. No, sorry. They recognise diverse young innovators, is how they describe it. So lots of young entrepreneurs on the list, as well as lots of famous names as well. So Alessia Cara, Margot Robbie, 21 Pilots, Charlie Puth, Elle Fanning, Dakota's little sister. And at 19 years old, Kylie Jenner is one of the youngest people ever to make it on the list. And it's all to do with her cosmetics range. So, you know, her lip kits. And she's actually, which I was a little bit surprised about, the second highest earner behind Kim in the Kardashian clan.
So she's got some makeup out. And so she is one of the 30 under 30.
Yes, an innovator, an entrepreneur.
Powerful on social media, so yes. Very powerful.
Right, exactly, indeed, yeah. But those lip kits, like, she's done lots of promotion for it. They always seem to be sold out. People go mad for them, so there you go.
Well, what is a lip kit?
So it's like a lipstick, and there's a lip gloss, and lots of different colours, and they're really nicely packaged up. And
a bit like one that, you know, when we went shopping before Christmas, I'd like, get that for your girlfriend.
Right, okay.
One of those that I showed you.
One of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that you actually did all the shopping for my girl.
Oh, God, sorry. I'm really sorry.
That definitely did not happen.
No.
So can you also say that that didn't happen?
No, you did it all yourself.
Thank you.
Anyway, sorry, Sinead.
That's right. Sticking with Kylie then, because her fans aren't too happy at the moment after she informed them she won't be posting personally on her app anymore. So if you didn't know, all the Kardashian ladies have their own personal apps, and they have lots of information on it, that, you know, little tours around their house. You might like that, actually. Fashion tips and all this kind of stuff. But a list of things entitled What She Does to Spoil Her Man was posted on Kylie's website. So they included various things like getting up early to make Tiger breakfast in bed, baking cookies for no reason, and cooking for Tiger's friends whenever they came to the house.
Brilliant.
So this is a long, long list, but she took to Twitter to say that she had not written that or posted it. So she says, hey guys, from now on, I won't be posting personally on my app anymore. A post went up today, quoting something I have never, ever said or saw. A very personal post that I would never, ever approve. It's unfair to me and you to think that those are my words. I'm sorry, and I know we'll figure something out so we can all be satisfied.
Hi, I'm Kylie Jenner. I'm baking cookies for no reason. I'm sure I've seen that before.
So she is saying that she's going to stop messaging personally, right?
She's going to stop it, yeah, yeah. She's not going to be personally posting on the app, so her team or her friends will be doing
it. But she's annoyed because someone has put that up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she hasn't been doing it anyway.
Well, perhaps not everything. So she said it will strictly be just for my team and friends keeping you guys updated. But then she then deleted that tweet. So maybe things will change because quite a lot of people are a bit annoyed about it.
Well, hang on, if you're paying for it, right, you want the personal insight, surely.
Indeed. And that's what fans have been tweeting. Like, it's not fair if they're getting someone else to write it. So.
Yeah, I don't want HQ writing it if I've spent however much the app is, do you?
$2.99.
Oof.
So there.
Breaking the bank.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. I want personal insight, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.